We are learning Vesachas Bamatzia, Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting around 13 lines from the top, beginning of a line, Pshita. We learned yesterday that someone, Ruvain, stole a field, stole a property, and he sold it to Shimon. And then, the Ruvain went ahead and really bought it for real. And the Gemara says that we assume he bought it for Shimon. Why? Because he wants to be called a Neman, he wants to be called a trustworthy person, or because he doesn't want to be called a Gazlan. Therefore, we say if he bought the property, he bought it for Shimon. So Gemara says like this: Pshita, Zovna, Urta, V'yav Matana. Let's say Ruvain, before he bought it from the Ganiv, before he bought it from the Nigzal. Now, this Gazlan himself, he sold it again. Not only did he sell to Shimon, he sold to someone else, or Urta, or before he bought it from the Bailim, he was Mayrushit to one of his children by Yerusha that he did on purpose. He said, before he died, I'm giving it to that son. Or Yavamatana, he gave it away for a present. The halacha is, then when he goes and buy it, you can't say he bought it for Shimon because he already gave it away to someone else before that. So obviously he doesn't care about Shimon too much. So Pshita, Zavna Orta Yavamatana, Lav L'Ukma Kamilakechabayi. When he buys it from the Nigzal, from the Bailim, he's not really buying it for the lekeach for Shimon because he already gave it away. So it's pashut. Nafalei b'Yerusha, another case that's pashut. If Ruvain, who stole this property, he stole from one of the people who he's going to be Yerush, one of the people who he inherits, and he sold to Shimon, and then it turns out it was stolen, and then Ruvain actually was Yerush it from the person he stole it from, so now he really owns it. That's also pashut. He wasn't Yerush it for the lekeach. Could have happened by itself. It's not pshat that he ran after it to get it, and therefore, it's not. It can't say that he is buying it for the lekeach. But here the shayla is like this: if he collects it for his chayv, that means Ruvain, this nigzal owes Ruvain money, and Ruvain goes to nigzal and he collects this property for his loan. So then Chazina, if he had other properties besides for this one that he sold to Shimon, Va'amar, and he tells the Nigzal, he tells the Bailim, you owe me money, I want that property for my loan. I want that one. Then obviously he's getting this for the Kech, he's picking out after that one. But if not, he just wants to collect money. He's not really looking to get that for the lekeach. So we have over here a few cases that we know the halacha. That means, number one, if the only time we say that he's buying it for Shimon is if he goes to the Bailim and he buys it from the Bailim and he's getting it for Shimon. But in a case where before he went to buy it from the Bailim, he already sold it again to someone else. So now when he's buying it, they can't say he's buying it for Shimon. Or if he was married to someone else, or if he gave it to Matana, he obviously doesn't care about Shimon. So that's out. If it fell to him to Yerusha also, he can't say he was Yerushit for Shimon. It would happen by itself. If he collects it for something that the Nigzal owes him, the Baal owes him, then it depends. If he picks out that field, we can say he's trying to get it for the Lekech, not. Question like this, Yavli Matana, if the Nigzal gives it to Ruvain Matana, so do you say he accepted that Matana for Shimon or not? Tligibar v'acha ravina, chad amar Matana ki Yerusha, doma meilo. One man the Yama says, Matana is like Yerusha, which happened by itself. He didn't go and buy it, so you can't say he bought it for Shimon. It happened by itself to Matana. Matana is Kamecher. Matana is like a sale. Why? Dilav the Torah for Arzi Kamei. If not that he went and tried to convince the Nigzal to give him the present, lo yav yavli Matana. He wouldn't have given him the Matana. And Lahoki Tarchi Arzi Kamei, the reason why he worked so hard to get it to him, Kehecha Lekem Behem Nusa. The reason is because he wanted to stay trustworthy, and he really picked it up for Shimon. It is present for Shimon. So that's a two star mitzvah machlokes Ravacha Ravina. Zog the Maravaita. Va'ad emes nichle lekem behem nusa. How long is it considered that we assume that when he goes to buy from the Bailim, he bought it for Shimon? How long is that? Amravuna ad shasama. It means like this. That, again, Ruvain steals something from a Bailim, sells it to Shimon. Okay? Now, it was a stolen thing. We say when he goes ahead and buys it, he buys it for Shimon. Now, how long, how many years after this thing happened, do we assume that? V'ad Amos. Nichle Elikam Anusa. How long do we say he's buying this for Shimon in order to stay trustworthy? Omrav Huna Ad Shas Amad Vadin, which means that once we reach Amad Vadin, and they took away the Nigzal, took away his property from the Lekeach. And then already after that he's already found out to be a gazlan. He's not going to be considered a trustworthy person anyway. So there we don't assume that he's buying it to stay trustworthy because he already went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin already took it away from was said it's paskin that were taking it away from Shimon. That's one. That's why the Amar of Huna. Chia Barava Ma'adamotia Drach Dol Yode. Even more time. That what happens is that there's a. After the Bezdin takes it away from Shimon and gives it back to the original Bialim, now the Lekeach goes back to Reuven and says, I want my money back. And if he doesn't want to pay, they write a shtar, a drachta, which means they write a shtar that he could collect from the properties of the Meicher, of the seller, of Reuven. So even after Amad Adin, until the shtar, a drachta reaches the hand of the Lekeach, that he could go collect from Reuven, so until then, already, still, Reuven, if he goes and buys it, we assume Reuven's trying to make it good for Shimon. Because Maisa, he didn't even get the shtar to collect there from Reuven. So you have even more time that you can still assume he's trying to make himself look trustworthy. Rapap says even more. The way it works is that here the case was Reuven sold the Brooklyn Bridge here. They collected the property from Shimon because it wasn't really Reuven's. Shimon goes back to Reuven and says, I want my money back. Reuven says, I don't have any money. So the first step is you write a shtar drachta, which means you write a shtar that the lekeach could try to identify a property of Reuven's and try to collect it. After you identify a property, you get a few more days, they put it up for sale in order to get the most money for it. That's called Yom Adach Jasa. They announce that this property is for sale. So until that day reaches, if the gazlan goes ahead and goes and buys this property, we assume he's trying to make himself a neman because we're still in the middle of this case. See, he says, Mamish, only till the end, until we're done with this case, if he buys it, we assume he's buying it for Shimon. Maskel Rav Mechama. I understand this whole Gemara over here. The whole Gemara is saying over here that when Reuven goes and purchases this field from the Gazlin, he bought it for Shimon. And Shimon's kinyan. Where was Shimon's kinyan? Shimon's kinyan before, when he bought it from Reuven, was a joke. It wasn't a real kinyan. Maskel Rav Mechama Mechti, Hailekek Mai Kani Laish Ara. How is he kind of that land? Bahai Shtara. With that star they wrote. Hai Shtara Chas Ba'amu. That star is a joke because he bought a stolen field. Amalei Rava, I'll tell you how Kenya works. Tehei B'ma Minoi, Bahu Ana. The way it works is that here, Reuven is very happy that Shimon trusts him. And with that Ana, like Amalei Midi, because Somach Aleh, and that's chus, that Shimon didn't scream at Reuven and say, what are you doing here? I trust you. So Tarach Umaisilei Goma Makile. Basically, there's a kinyan over here, a kinyan hana, that there's a certain hana that Shimon's giving to Reuven by trusting him. That hana is like kesef, and that hana will make a kinyan on this property. So therefore, when he buys the property when he buys the property from the Bailim, Reuven's automatically makin at the Shimon, and how can you work with the hana that Shimon trusts him? If you look at the small Taisus B'Hana, Taisus Bavarns, when he trusted him, he didn't have the field yet. It's like he's saying that I'm going to give it to you when I buy it. So it's a little bit Davos Levalaylam, which we'll talk about in a second. The Kenyan works even before he bought the field. Master Rav Shesha, Samasio Kasha. How does that work? Shesha has a Kasha from a Tesefta Nadarim. Kasha like this. If someone says, I want to sell you something, Masha'irish Ma'aba Machalach, what I'm going to Yerish my father, I'm selling to you. Or Masha'tal Mitzadasi Mikur Machalach, the thing that comes up in my net, I'm fishing today, and whatever comes in my net, I'm selling to you. Loya Maklum, it's nothing because you don't have it yet, you don't know when you're getting it, it's nothing. But the Brisa says, Masha'irish Ma'aba Ayoyim, what I'm going to Yerish today, Machalach, it's sold to you, Masha'tal Mitzadasi Ayoyim. What comes up my net today, machalach is sold to you, v'av kiyam, it works. And we'll see the pshat in this price, what the chilek is. But what we're taking out of price is, that lo yom aklum. We see in this price, that if you sell something you don't have yet, it's nothing. So why does it work by the property? Reuven buys it from the Bailim. He bought it for Shimon. Shimon's kind of it. Why? Because they made a kinyan before Reuven even bought it. It's avoiding this price. So avoiding the sefta, it doesn't work. That this kinyan doesn't work. So the Gemara, it's a bambakasha. Amar Rav Machama, ha gavra. Here we have Rav Sheshes, who's a big gadol. Va'tiyufta, we have bambakasha. His kasha is, you see, Clarence Price, the loyal maklum. So how can you say that I'm selling you this property, Reuven to Shimon, he's buying it for Shimon, where's the kinyan? Amar Rava, gav Rava, kachazina, I see a big gadol. Va'tiyufta, kachazina, I don't think it's a kasha. Why? Because it's chaluk. Hacha, samchadaita. Hacha, samchadaita. And the Gemara explains. By the case of Reuven who stole a property and sold to Shimon, there some chadaita. How come some chadaita? Why? The ozul taruch amaisle. I am semech das. Shimon is semech das. They're going to go buy it. Keich lekarai gazlano. I know you don't want to be called a gazlan. You identified already the property. We sold this property. So I know you're going to go try and buy it. Haka, the case of Yerusha, loy some chadaita. There's no smichas das, like Rashi says in the first wide line. Loy some chadaita lekeach. The Kama, he says, mi yemesh yerush mavav klum. Who's going to get any Yerusha? Maybe the father's going to sell all his properties in his lifetime. There's nothing to be semech das on. That's how it doesn't work. The reason why it doesn't work in the Tesefta is because there, he has nothing to rely on. Masha'enkein, by here, where the Gazlin sold him a property, I know the Gazlin is trying to buy it because he wants to be trustworthy. And therefore, there's more semech das. That's not a kasha from this b'raisa. So tomorrow, Vaita. Shalchula kamed Rav Avva Zavda. He sent this sugya in front of Abba Zavda, the memra, and then this kasha from the brisa. Amalahu zu ein tzrich lefnim. This is such a strong kasha, no one can answer. And Rashi has a second shot also, Ayin Shom. He says, this is a kasha no one can answer. Amar Rava zu tzrich lefnim v'lefnai lefnim. This could be brought to his marriage. I have a teretz. Hakosam chadaita. He answered this teretz that the case of a gazlin, where there he sold the property and then he goes and buys it from the bailim. There, the buyer is semech das. He says, you're going to go get it for me. Mashiach came by the case of the net or the case of Yerusha, there is not semech das. I've opened the Pumdi, so Vaisva, the story of Pumdi, and they asked him a cash, this cash from this price. This is, no one can answer this. You could answer it. It could be brought to this marriage. Here, by the case of the Gazlin who steals the property, he's Semech Das, Shimon Semech Das. By the case of the Yerusha Me'aba, or the case of Mitzadasi, then from whatever falls into his net, Loi Somcha Daita, there's not Semech Das. So now the Gemara asks, what's Peshat in this price of Rav Sheshes, Tesefta? What's the difference between saying, when I'm Loyaris, my father sold to you, it doesn't work. If I say Hayyayim, it works. What's the difference? Maishto Reisha, Maishto Seifa. Rav Yechanan Seifa, Masha Yerush Me'aba Hayyayim, Mishum Kavod Aviv. The Gemara answer, Yechon answer, is that the reason why it works Hayoyim is it's the Rabbanan Degedin. We're talking about a case, a special case, that the father today was Geisus. There was no money there. There was no cash there to buy a Tachrichim, to buy a burial plot. So he had to sell something in order to get the burial plot. So there we made a Tekan Rabbanan that you could sell, if you're going to die today, you could sell the property today. Yeah, not the property, the whatever is in the yard from his father, he can sell today. That's the Rashi in the bottom. So I have a goyses. Tzarech moyes the kvaras. So you v'tachrichim. Muzur l'kvayt aviv shlo yashayis v'zayin. He's, we made the corner for the covenant of his father. He shouldn't be v'zayin. And the Razba and the Razba says, dafkam ein lei mamon. Only if he has no mamon does it work. But if he has mamon, you can't do it. So the corner of one special, he has no money, and therefore we need the money in order to bury him. And what's the case of Masha Talam Mitzdasi Hayoyim? Mashum Kedei Chayev. The reason is because of Kedei Chayev. We're talking about a case, the guy has no money. He has no money to live. So we allow Al Tekan Rabbanan to be able to have Mazinus that he could go before he goes out to fish. He could sell what's going to be in his net because this way he'll have some food for today. And therefore, Al Tekan Rabbanan, we allow that. And this also has to show him if Dafke has no money, or we can assume anytime he's selling just for today, it's a case where he doesn't have any money, but Al Kapanim, either way, you're right. It does not work. It's no smichas das. It sometimes work. If it's b'hayim, it's because of the Tekana de Rabbanan. Both cases of Masha Yerush Me'aba and the case of Talmud Tzadasi, both those cases are a Tekana de Rabbanan.